Some think local government needs to step in to protect workers in restaurants and bars from breathing in secondhand smoke, which the American Lung Association says is the third leading cause of preventable death. Others think the state should scale back local smoking regulations. Senator Roger Breske is a former tavern and restaurant owner. The Democrat from Elon says the state should allow limited smoking in places like bars and bowling alleys.
These people pay big taxes and should not be told how to run their businesses. Let them run their place of business and let the people make the choice where they want to go.
Breske supports a state bill known as the Smoke-Free Dining Act. It would prevent customers from lining up in a restaurant, but it would allow smoking in places that some local ordinances prohibit, namely bars and bowling alleys. For that reason, opponents say the Smoke-Free Dining Act is really a thinly veiled attempt by the state to undo strict local rules against tobacco. This spring, Appleton residents voted to ban workplace smoking. Mayor Tim Hanna says there appears to be a growing anti-tobacco trend and that the state would be wrong to go against the wishes of the people.
57% of the people who voted for the 100% workplace smoking ban. So, my message is, the state's a little late to the game.
21 areas around Wisconsin prevent workplace smoking and could be affected if the state legislation passes. Shimmy Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.